Are you a member of a loyalty program? Is it eBucks, Voyager Miles, UCount, Discovery Miles, Greenbacks, Avios, Smart Shopper, Bonvoy, or Skywards? Whether it's a bank, retailer, or even a restaurant, do you believe you're getting the maximum value out of yours? Are there even better ones out there that offer you more cash back or better points? Welcome to What's the Point, the podcast about loyalty programs and how you can maximize your rewards. And now, here's your host, Ilan Ressel.
Snap and Save. What is Snap and Save? Snap and Save is an app that you can load on your phone, but it's also something that you can log into the website. And to get into it, all you need is a cell phone number. And Snap and Save allows you to book deals and then to take a picture of your shopping slip. You know, when you go to the store and you pay, you take a picture of the slip and you upload it through the app and you get money back. How much money can you get back? Let me tell you, from a personal level, I've received back just short of 6,000 Rand for having used this for about 2 years. Sometimes the deals are better than other times. I think one of the best deals that I ever had was like 50% off on wine. And at the time, Snap and Save had a partnership deal with another payment mechanism, which was WeChat, which is the Chinese equivalent of WhatsApp. They were doubling the amount of money that you got back through Snap and Save. So I actually got 100% off on wine. Man, do I wish those times were back again. But, you know, good deals come and go. And you never know when you're going to get the next really great deal. So here's how it works. Number one, they have an option at the bottom, which is called offers. And the offers change every week. In fact, usually twice a week, usually on a Monday morning and also on a Friday morning. There are staples that come through, such as bread, milk, cheese, eggs, you know, normal stuff like that that everybody is going to purchase. And the discounts are not that significant. Maybe you'll get a 6% off. I'm looking at the app now. I'm getting 6% off of cheese, 13% off on bread, 14% off on milk. So it's like a rand here, you know, a couple rand, rand 25 or something like that. Not a huge amount, but sometimes you get a lot more. And the great thing is that you can actually sort the whole list of all the offers, of which there are thousands. And some of them are specific to specific stores. Like there's one here that says only at selected Sasols, service stations. Sometimes you get it at Checkers only. Sometimes you get it at Macro only or a wholesaler only. Sometimes it says everywhere except Pick and Pay. So the offers change all the time. So you have to keep checking it. And sometimes you can get a lot of money off, 30-40%, depending on the kind of deals that are out there. So sometimes it goes from everything from staple goods, like I just mentioned, bread and milk and cheese, up to a table saw from a hardware store. I mean, I don't know how many of those you're going to be purchasing for, you know, a couple of hundred or a couple of thousand rand, but if you are in the market for that, good for you. So what I like to do is I go to the offers, I scroll through, always put the top ones, you know, the newest ones in the top. And sometimes what I do is I say, okay, well then you can sort by most cash back first. You can also sort by shop. So you can say, well, I don't want to see all the stores. I only want to see certain stores. And I'm looking to see if there's any really good ones over here. So here's a really nice one that says Lancewood cream cheese, right? Buy any two of them. So sometimes it's a bit of a package deal. You have to buy two of the item to get the discount, or maybe you buy two different products. Maybe it's like a Bic fire lighter and a packet of charcoal. So you can get both of those and then you get it activates the discount for you. But getting two Lancewood cream cheese assorted ones for 230 grams, you get 20 Rand back, which is 25%, which is a pretty good deal. So that's how it adds up, and that's how I got to the 6,000 Rand. There's some other secrets too, which I'll tell you about now. But when I look at this option, it says, first of all, it tells you right at the bottom how many of these deals there are left. So there are 250 of these deals. And it also tells you that it ends in 34 days, for example. So what I can do is, just above that, there's a yellow button that says book times 10. Now what that means is I can get 10 of these deals. In other words, if I get two things of cream cheese, I get 20 Rand back, but I could potentially get 20, you know, tubs of these assorted cream cheese flavors and get 200 Rand back if I wanted to. well, I don't know who's going to be, you know, eating that much cream cheese, but the point is that's how many of the deals there are. So the only way to book it is to say book times 10. It then says 10 coupons booked. You can buy 10 of these and get 200 Rand back. You don't have to use all the coupons available, but why wouldn't you? Hashtag make it rain. So these are called multiple coupons. So if you get that, you just say, got it. It then sticks it into your booked item, which is the next tab at the bottom. And so what happens is, if you're only going to buy 2 tubs of cream cheese, well, then you're only going to get the 20 Rand back. If you had to buy 4, you'd get 40 Rand back. But you are able to get up to 20 tubs of cream cheese if you really wanted to. So that's the way that you do it. And you just book whatever it is that you want. Do make sure that if you want more information, like which stores is this coupon available at, tap on the actual picture. Because when you tap on the picture, then it gives you all the details. It will tell you where it's available at. It will tell you, this one says you can get it at Spar, Checkers, ShopRite, Game, Checkers, Hyper, Pick and Pay, Pick and Pie, Hyper, Woolworths, Macro, OK, Food Lovers Market, any retailer, any garage, or ShopRite, or Usave. And it will tell you that, which is quite interesting, pay as little as 80 Rand. So this is where it gets quite interesting, because you could go to one store and then suddenly you're paying like 85 Rand and you go, I wonder where they're suggesting that you could pay 80 Rand for this. And it starts making you a bit of a smarter shopper. And then what happens is, once you've got the offer booked, you click on booked so you can see what it is that you're going to shop for, what it is that you're going to buy. It's going to tell you how many coupons you have, how much you can expect back, and how many of each coupon you are able to redeem. So in this case, there are 10 available. It gives you then 48 hours from the moment that you've booked it to go and purchase the item and thereafter submit the slips. Here's what you should not do. Don't go and buy it and then find that there was a coupon and then say, I'll book that now and then submit the slip. Too late. You have to decide beforehand, before purchasing, because if they see that the time on your slip is after the time that you actually booked it, they won't give you the money back. So that's a tip over there. So this is not promoting loyalty necessarily, but you could potentially find a good healthy item. Sometimes it will say like fresh fruit or bananas or something. And then you'll say, where's the best place for me to go and get that? You may know that, if I use this card at that store, I get healthy food discounts, etc., etc. And you might end up saving more. You might get, in my case, I like to get fresh fruit from Woolworths because I get 50% back because of my Discovery Bank card. And 50% is great, but if I could make it 60%, why not? So if I get 10% off on bananas, because that happens to be the deal with Snap and Save, then I just get more money back. So it's a pretty good deal, whichever way you look at it. Once you've booked it, you then click on Snap. And Snap is the big button right at the bottom. And once you've done that, it says, well, where is the slip from? You scroll down to wherever it is that you've purchased this item from. In this case, it may be Checkers. So you find Checkers and you just tap on it. And then it says, all right, what did you get from Checkers? Because it then sort of gives you, this is what you had already booked. So this is an opportunity for you to just tap on the little circle next to it. So to detail what it is that you actually purchased. But it also has some other interesting things, is that it suggests all these other things which you might have missed. It said, did you know that you can get this from Checkers too and that from Checkers, and we've got all these other coupons and you might have missed those. So you could say, that's something else to have a look at, especially if you missed something this time, you could go back and get something next time. That's the beautiful thing about this, is that these coupons are continuously updated and new ones are added all the time. Once you've selected which coupon you want or coupons, you then click on next, and then it shows you how to, some tips on how to snap the bill. You can do it in portions, but the most important thing is to make sure that you do it clearly, you know, so that people, whoever's reading it on their side, can actually verify what it is that you've purchased. So you just say, got it, and then it opens up the camera, and then you take a picture of the bill. And once you've done that, you say use photo, and then you just tap on the word done at the bottom over there, and that then submits it. Now, it normally takes 2 business days for the money to come back into your wallet. The wallet is stored inside of the app. And so I can see right now I have about 350 odd Rand sitting in my wallet. You can see what has been submitted and what you are expecting and what they call the pending approval item over there. And so often you might see a bunch of money that's sitting over there waiting for you. Once it's then been approved, it goes into your lifetime cashback tally, and it also goes into your current wallet tally. Then if you want the money out, all you tap on is cash out, and there's a number of different ways that you can get the money out. Number one, you can have the money EFT'd into your bank account. Number two, which is the method that I prefer, which is to do an ATM withdrawal. And this works with Standard Bank. I don't know why it only works with Standard Bank, but I'm not complaining. I really like the network that Standard Bank has, and it's very easy to use it. What you do is you click on ATM withdrawal. As long as you've put your phone number in there, you will get an SMS with a code. And this code works at pretty much any ATM. All you have to do is make sure that when you go to the Standard Bank ATM, the top left option is called Collect Instant Money. And as long as you tap on that option and then enter in the code that's been SMS'd to you, you can then get the money out as cash. There is a small fee of about R9.95, so call it 10 bucks, to get your money out. So what you don't want to do is accumulate 20 rand and then cash out. It probably makes more sense for you to accumulate a couple of hundred rand so that the 10 rand doesn't eat into your actual savings too much. But that's my preferred method of getting the money out of Snap and Save's wallet. Or if you are a Momentum Multiply member, you can have that money paid out into, I guess, your Momentum Multiply account. Now that brings up another interesting partnership, is that if you are a Momentum Multiply user, you can enter in your Multiply number into your profile, and they actually give you 10% more on every single item. So that's a really nice feature of Momentum Multiply's program and how they've partnered together. What else is interesting is that there are category bonuses. So as you snap a number of coupons, every time you do a certain number, you get an extra 5 rand. So you shouldn't only look at the small coupons and say, oh, a rand 25, no big deal. Because sometimes if you do 2 or 3 1 rand 25 coupons, you will actually get an extra bonus 5 rand, which makes it quite a significant percentage that you're getting back. And this is how it really all adds up. Snap and Save really made a great game out of the whole experience in their app, where you can tap on more and go to your snapper ranking. And they've got all these very cool different snapper rankings. I'm currently on Super Snapper, which is level 7 out of 12. And you can see then that there's little trophies for every time, every 2 coupons that you get that bonus 5 rand coupon. The most amazing thing about this is how many people are actually using these coupons and how much money they've gotten back. Remember I said I had 6,000 rand that I'd accumulated over my lifetime of using the app? I'm currently rated as number 1,000 on the list of people who have actually gotten money back over the course of their lifetime using the app. I've submitted 295 different coupons. And that puts me at number 1,000 on the list. So there's a 999 people who are better at this than I am. The current guy who's the best has submitted over 17,676 coupons. That puts him at number 1, and he's what's known as a snapper overlord. So that's obviously my goal, but I, having done this for 2 years and only being at 300 coupons, I think I've got a long way to go till I get to Snapper Overlord and get to the top position. But the cool thing about it is that you really do get a lot of money back. There's a potential for you to earn a lot back on things that you ordinarily would buy. And that's the whole purpose of understanding what's the point of all these different apps and programs and loyalty schemes, is that if you're going to do it anyway, you may as well get the most reward for it. Lastly, you can get free cash into your Snap and Save wallet, which of course you can pull out at any time, by recommending the app to other people. And so that's what I'm going to do right now. If I tap on more and then tap on free cash, it says over here, if I invite you and you snap and upload your very first receipt, I will receive 10 rand for you doing that. So I'd like to give you my promo code, which is a capital E LANR, that's all in lowercase, 082. So ELANR082. If you sign up using that promo code, I'll get 10 rand out of it. And as far as I know, you will get a free Snickers bar for having done so. So don't ever say there's no such thing as a free, may not be a free lunch, but it's a free snack All you have to do is book the coupon for the free Snickers bar where you get 100% back. Go to your nearest retailer on the list, purchase the Snickers bar, snap the receipt of your Snickers bar and upload it, and you'll save 100% on that Snickers bar. So happy saving. I hope that you do really well with this program, and join me next time when I'll talk about another one of my favorite apps and how it can really help you save money, save you time, and be of great benefit to you. Until next time, cheers.
That's it for this episode. Subscribe to our podcast for more exciting and informative episodes and learn how to maximize your loyalty rewards. Thank you for listening. Until the next time.
You've been listening to another episode from the Solid Gold Podcast Studios.